This woman's walking her dog wearing, like, a big puffy vest and long sleeves. She's got a coffee. It's, like, it's 66 degrees. Come on. It's going to be, like, 80 in a couple hours. Stop. It's going to, like, by the end of the week, it's going to be, like, 90 degrees again around here. Like, it's not fall. Or, I mean, it is fall, but that's what fall looks like around here for the first couple months of it. Seen signs around the neighborhood for something, some kind of business called Rat Exclusion Service. And I just feel like that's just not enough. Like, I'm not looking to, like, not invite rats to parties. Just like, no, don't invite those guys. Like, we need to exclude them from this event that we're having. Like, kill those motherfuckers! I want my exterminators to sound like exterminators. All right, I'm going to the gas station. That's how we're going to get today moving. That's how today's going to run. Here we go. So there's like a brand, so at this gas station here, there's like a, like a brand of food or something, that I think is called Better Choices from the looks of it. And they just have a sign on the door that says, "Your place for better choices." And I'm just like, motherfucker, I'm eating at the gas station. Like, if you want to talk about, like, better choices, like, the top and bottom of the scale at this gas station is pretty close together. Like, if I wanted to make better choices, I would fucking not eat food from a fucking gas station in the morning. I'd go over here to Ortega's Market and get, I don't know, that's probably not a better choice, but... I would go to the McDonald's and at least get hot food. At least get hot food. This gas station can't even be bothered to keep fucking hot dogs on the rollers at 9 a.m. What if I need a fucking morning hot dog? And then, of course, like, the Better Choices thing is surrounded by ads for vape, you know, for vape rigs and, or just, I guess, actually just, like, disposable vaporizing cigarettes or whatever it is. It's not even, like, a rig and you're not dealing with juices or something. I don't know how that shit works. got some beef jerky. What the fuck's wrong with me? I got some trail mix this morning. Seems to be very heavy on the raisins. Why would there be traffic here? Oh, bike cop, that's why. Everyone's slowing down to 40 for the bike cop, even though the speed limit's 65 here. Smart. Please, large truck, please don't run me off the road. I know that's what you're thinking of doing, but I am right here. Please look in your mirror. Okay, now you can do whatever you want. I'm mostly past you. You want to clip the back of my car? That's fine. I don't care. I went with a trail mix that has slightly more chocolate in it than normal. And I'm liking it. I'm not, you know, not always big on chocolate, but it's what I'm after right now, I guess. It's doing me fine. Let's see what's on the radio.
So this is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. Ultra Miami, maybe about 6 months away. But those tickets, though, on sale today.
Those tickets, though, bro. Yeah, those tickets, bro.
Computer, if you want to go, March 27th through the 29th. Maybe 6 months away, but trust me, it is going to get here before you know it. Baby, I can't be what you...
Really, I couldn't figure out how to love, how to love. See, I had a lot of moments that didn't
traffic got real bad. This sucks.
Customize Backspin to fit your mood. Just press the My button in the top right corner of the Sirius XM app or web player. For a free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/MySXM now.
Fuck all the rules, rather fuck your baby mama. And I say, Bring all your tools to the ready for that drama and I. It was cool, low music with my stepdad.
But it hasn't happened yet. I can see the end. But it hasn't happened yet. Is this my life? And I'm breathing underwater. Is this my life?
He's dropped another new song titled Second Thoughts. We'll lead off with that. It's a really enjoyable track. I like it a lot. Then we'll hear from Taylor. We also heard from her last week.
How do I get a blog and, radio show on this fucking station?
The South London future pop star. And this new track from her is called
Get somebody Alchemy. With some fucking energy in there. Be like, hey, we're going to play some fucking music. Rock and fucking roll. Traffic on the 20s. Ah!
17th on A$AP Records. And then we'll end this block with Ars Games.
This is going to be awesome.
Lie white, ride above the street.
Where's Kesha right now? Still recovering from her eating disorder. Is there new Kesha material on the way? This is things I need to know. Something for you to think about is, would Limp Bizkit have happened if it hadn't been for this song? Or was Limp Bizkit inevitable? Some say as hip-hop got more popular, it was inevitable that someone was going to, you know, kind of take it in that direction. But the popularity of this song certainly sped a lot of things up. This song, the Judgment Night soundtrack, you know, obviously, I mean, you know, like, what Run DMC was doing in the 80s was, you know, would Walk This Way and stuff like that, you know, it was obviously a really early example of that sort of stuff. Ice Cube playing Lollapalooza, you know, like that, it's the cross-pollination of the genres. You know, a lot of little flashpoints like that that you can look at and think, like, well, this probably all played a part. The way that stuff went, new metal. I don't do enough drugs to care about Pink Floyd.
It is a chilled out song called Waves. You'll hear that. And finally, we'll start with Superfood and Mood Bomb.
From Alice in Chains, and you're listening to Lithium on Sirius XM.
Girl, and when you get on, you leave your for a white girl.
Sometimes people say that the 90s were the worst decade for music, and I disagree, but then sometimes some songs come up that make me think that they might be right. Cutting and scratching in there. That's what this bullshit song needs. Just a little bit of... What? Saved it. Hip-hop.
Thank you.
drop a hot verse. Flow, baby. Hip hop. Just like Kool Herc and Vision. Fuck you.
James Ingram on lead vocals. That's actually a Quincy Jones song. Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson's producer, put out his own album in 1981. Little did he know at this point that he would produce the best-selling album on the planet with Michael Jackson's Thriller. My name is Martha Quinn. It's the Big 80s on 8. Nina Blackwood on her way in. Until she gets here, Asia and Erasure will be played by moi. Here's ZZ Top's Legs.
And now, you know, like, all music is everything. You know, they're like, the genre lines exist for, like, marketing purposes, and people identify along those lines, sure, but, like, modern pop music is such an amalgamation of fucking weird shit now, with just, like, I don't know, we got some fucking dubstep undertones in this fucking Britney Spears song, and... You know, it's like everything is just fucking been thrown together so many times over the years, so many different ways that it's, you know. It's like, kind of like it has no identity, I guess. Like, that's the, maybe the most damning thing you could say about modern pop music, is that it lacks its own identity because it pulls from so many different sources, but maybe it's kind of always been that way. That's why people say that, I think it's part of why people say it's so soulless and so manufactured, is because it is, you know. That's fine. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's conceptually kind of interesting that you can fucking do stuff that way, I guess, but when it just leads to just like, I don't know, here's this Demi Lovato track, and in the middle we're gonna have her drop 8 bars of rapping. She's gonna do a little rapping here in the middle. Nothing controversial, just, you know, rapping about having a party. ZZ Top bought a synthesizer. Van Halen.
Serious. 80s on 8.
Come on. Prius has maybe the ugliest set of fucking vinyls on it I've ever seen. It's just like different patterns of bullshit. It's like wallpaper. It's not even vinyl. It's weird chrome pieces on the door with butterflies, and it's like the shittiest vinyl wrap job you could ever imagine. I don't understand the materials involved. Reasoning behind why would you do that? Roll coal on this bit? Yeah, yes. Alright, turn on the fucking stacks on this Lexus. Fucking roll coal. Take it, Prius. Like, that's a bad change. It's like a bad little break for in this song. It sounds panicky. It's been 1 week to look at me. No. Oh god, I'm gonna be sick. Oh god, I gotta turn this off. Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay. Oh. Oh shit. Oh.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
What? Gin and tonic, commonly called. But...
he says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure.
People, so many stories, it's so deep. Carry period where, like, I don't know, let's have Mace or somebody jump on this hot track. have DJ Clue just shouting in the background. Makes it way better.
She wanna shop with Jay, play box with Jay. She wanna pillow fight in the middle of the night. She wanna drive my Benz with five of her friends. She wanna creep past the block, spying again. She wanna roll with Jay, chase EOs away. She wanna fight with Lane, chase.
How far back did Mariah and Jay-Z go?
Kick me to the curb if you find one stranded head longer than her. She wanna love in the jacuzzi, rub up in the moon, access to the old crib.
Not that far, I guess.
She wanna answer the phone, tattoo her arm. That's when I gotta send her back to her mom. She called me heartbreaker. When we apart, it makes her want a piece of paper. Scribble down, I hate ya. But she knows she loved Jay because she loved everything Jay say Jay does. And
wow, that was a really hype verse, Jay. Good job. You really knocked it out of the park on that one. Good stuff. And then Jay put Mariah up on that Summer Jam screen and the diss war was on. It was a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Bring back this fucking really excellent fucking Mike Patton, Anthony Kiedis fucking rap style. It's real good. I drive through the tunnel and then I drive my car. Like, that fucking bullshit is the fucking worst. Blackface, Jesus Christ. Alright, maybe that's a bit extreme, but let's not go that far, but still. Fuck. Fuck it. Go through this yellow light. fucking piano fucking explodes, dude.
What I'm pondering.
I think so. But 90s old, I already does.
What the fuck?
Remember me? Steve Rapp. You must tell him you want baby girl to the lobby or tell him Melman I need some old towels up here. When you see Shawnee, the one that's sitting on the 20s, tell him 504, she's still following.
Remember the time that Master P and Montel Jordan got together? No, you don't? Oh, fuck. You really missed out. CeCe DeVille still alive? You have some big health scare or something? He's okay. Is it, I totally can't remember.
Miles to the 80s on 8. Fuck We've you. Got a full tank Fuck of you. Gas, Fuck half a you. Pack of cigarettes. Shut it's up. Dark, and we're Shut listening up. To Sirius XM.
Shut up. Duran's pretty good. Fuck you, smug businessman walking across the street with your fucking shitty bag. You look like a dick. Okay. Your friend looks like he hates you also. Ugh, I gotta fucking walk to work with this dick. Office, I'm gonna do office stuff. Just pens and pencils and paper clips and stuff. I'll see you guys later.